Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Saturday, May 20th, 2023. Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And how did you find it?
It just about did me in.
Really?
I found it rather difficult, yes.
Okay, that's interesting. I found it way easier than Friday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And in fact, way easier than Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So,
interesting.
Yes.
Well, I did do this on my own.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I have been having help this week from our youngest, but I did this on my own.
Okay.
And I couldn't get it done last night, and I finished it up this morning, and I still couldn't get it to solve.
Oh.
And I just had kind of a stupid mistake. But anyway, I finally did get it to solve, but it took me 1 hour and 18 minutes.
It took me, I think, let's see, how long did it take? 42 minutes and 48 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, I had some difficulty in some places, but it, like I said, it felt way easier, even though there were sort of long expanses of white squares, not a lot of little short crosses in many places.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm not quite sure how I managed to do it, but I did.
I got really caught up in the upper left corner.
Oh.
I couldn't get anything there.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually I got it filled in. My breakthrough was 19 across. Helping of gravy. And I was like, well, a ladleful or a dollop, mm-hmm. or, you know, nothing that would fit. Turned out to be bonus.
Yes.
Not even anything about gravy, but bonus. So, and then one I didn't understand at all. 15 across. It's a drag.
Avenue.
Why is that a drag?
Because they've been using that clue lately a couple of times where they've referred to a road and they've called it a drag.
Oh.
So, just someplace you drive on.
I see. Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did not know three down. Landform seen in South America, Llanos.
Yeah, I didn't.
I put Llanos, but I didn't think that was really a word,
mm-hmm.
but it was Llanos,
well,
Llanos.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it just takes one word to make a difference, and uh-huh. and two down, low tie. So I had, in that corner at the bottom, towards the bottom, 23 across, son of Seth, I had Enos.
That's correct.
And I looked at 26 across, blank pair, suburb of St. Louis, and I'm like, oh, come on, it's something pair. And then I realized it was day pair, D-E-S.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I had N-E and low tie. I decided it was something to one, and then I decided, well, it's a tie, so the other word better be a one as well. So I had 1-1 for right. two down. And that started to provide some opportunities. I don't know, for 16 across, Mutton Chops Moisturizer, which is a, I think, great clue. I made the classic mistake of calling it beard wax. I'm not entirely sure what beard wax is.
No.
I think I just invented it. But it turned out to be beard oil.
That's correct, yes.
And when I got rid of beard wax, because there are surprisingly few words that start with a letter X that answer the question, findings under couch cushions, maybe.
Yes.
You know, I was going for like extra change because, for 17 down, the last part of that clue was change. And so I wanted it to be extra somehow change. And then I wanted it to be spare change, which doesn't really work if you spell wax with an X like it is.
Yes.
It turned out to be loose change.
That's correct.
And beard wax sort of had to be modified to beard oil.
I got the oil part.
Really?
I didn't get the beard part for a long, long time.
Oh, okay.
So I did not know one that I'm sure you knew, five down, some operators in Boolean logic, ands.
I had, so there were two choices. So in Boolean logic, there's and, or, and not. And I was like, is it, so it couldn't be or, because that was just two letters. And a plural, it still would have been three, and we needed four. So I was like, is it ands or is it nots? And so I went for ands, and that turned out to be correct. Mm-hmm. And so, because there was another tricky clue in there. At this late stage.
Yes, that was very tricky.
Only now.
Only now.
Which in retrospect sounds right. And one across, creature of the internet, lolcat.
LOL cat.
It's always lolcat to me.
LOL cat.
LOL cat.
Yes, yeah, see, I did not know that. But then, you know, once I got it filled in, I thought, oh, yeah, LOL cat. I know that cat.
I might not know how to pronounce it, but I know how to spell it.
Do you know what it looks like?
I presume it's a cat that's laughing out loud.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's a smiling cat.
Hmm. They also had 31 across, source of some popular Instagram or Twitter postings. I'm surprised the New York Times would even mention Twitter in the crossword, considering what poor relations they seem to be having with each other. But anyways, and that was meme account.
Yes, I didn't know what that was.
I guess it's an account where they post a lot of memes because it causes a lot of people to go look at their account. This is, I think, what people do in lieu of actually working for a living. There's a really biased opinion on my part, and I would like to...
When did they have time to do stuff like that? So, I guess they don't do a podcast.
I need to apologize to everybody who I just offended with that remark. There was, it's a modern way of making money, right?
Oh,
to
really?
to be an influencer, and I guess one of the things about being an influencer is to have a meme account.
I did not know.
Right beneath that, 32 across, neuropsychological trait in which one might ascribe colors to numbers or tastes to words. And that was synesthesia.
Yes, that's where my last mistake was, because I put synesthesis.
Oh.
And that crossed with 25 down, beasts. So I thought, oh, it's got to end in an S. So, and then I wasn't really paying attention to what else went in there. And it was F-A-U-N. So it would have been fawns misspelled.
Right.
And then I thought, oh, fauna.
Fauna.
Yes. So that's when I finally got the happy music.
Mm-hmm. I had a ridiculous amount of difficulty with 34 across. Jockey's main competitor was Hanes.
Yes.
I momentarily could not think of any word that referred to underwear other than jockeys. I'm pretty sure that's some neuropsychological trait as well. I don't know what the name of it is when you can't think of other types of underwear. Probably one that they don't need to use a lot in psychological circles.
Well, Fruit of the Loom is the only other one I can think of. Well, that wouldn't fit.
I was thinking of Stanfield's.
Stanfield's?
Used to be a Canadian politician and a fine set of underwear. I don't think it was the same family. I'm not entirely sure.
Uh-huh.
24 across, be a bad winner, say. I had boast for a bit.
Oh.
Turned out it was gloat.
Yes.
And, okay, 24 down, make upset. I had it ending in NES, and I thought, I know this one. It's bones.
Bones?
Right, because we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago that involved something to do with makeup and bones, or I might have just been imagining the whole thing. It turned out it was not bones at all, it was jeans.
Yes, it was.
Are you familiar with anything to do with makeup that refers to bones?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. No. Well, never mind. I mean, because I thought it was going to start with a B, and I had NES... I just sort of leapt to bones for obviously no apparent reason now that I think about it.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Good luck finding it. 20 across, silver streaks, was loads.
Yes.
L-O-D-E-S.
Yes.
That was a challenge. And 14 down, Alexander's Bridge was her debut novel, 1912. And I'm like, great, I have no idea. But then I realized that if you possibly misspelled it, you could get Jane Seymour to fit in there. So I had Jane Seymour for a while.
Jane Seymour, the actress, or Jane Seymour, the third wife of Henry VIII?
I was hoping there was a third option there. Isn't there a Jane? Who wrote, like, Little Women?
Louise May Alcott.
Okay, fine. who wrote, like, it was one of the Byrne sisters.
One of the Byrne sisters? You mean the, like Jane Eyre?
Yes, Jane Eyre, who also goes by the name...
Bronte sisters.
Who also goes by the name Jane Seymour.
That's her pen name.
Apparently. And I apparently hallucinated that at the same time as I did beard wax.
I think so.
Because yes. The answer turned out to be 14 down. Willa Cather.
Cather.
Willa, hey, you know, I was lucky to get Willa Cather out of it, or possibly Cather.
She's from Nebraska. When I lived in Nebraska, I learned all about Willa Cather.
Ah, okay.
Her most famous novel was My Antonia.
Really?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to know that.
Uh-huh. I like 31 down. Dorothy to the Wicked Witch of the West. And I was, thinking nemesis or heroine or what, but it was my pretty.
You're right. See, because I figured that it was going to be like frenemy or enemy or despised little girl. But
no, my pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then that crossed with 44 down. That was another stumper for me. Reply to what you doing.
44 across. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I put nuttin', N-U-T-T-I-N.
I think I had that in there for a bit.
But it was nothing.
Yes.
N-O-T-H-I-N. I guess I don't know my slang for nothing.
Well.
Nothing.
They just dropped the G there. And then in the middle of nothing, they had sci-fi villain that Anthony Hopkins once said inspired his performance as Hannibal Lecter. Hal.
Yes, I thought that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. As amazing was the fact that I got 48 across. Weapon that originated in feudal Japan, katana.
Yes.
I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know it. It's just that the last time we had a weapon... And I think it involved the Ninja Turtles, and it was katana swords.
Right.
And so it's like, hey, katana fits. And not only does it fit, it turns out to be correct. So I was pretty pleased with that. That's probably one of the reasons I was able to do this as expeditiously as I was.
I suppose.
Let's see.
I liked a 33 down. What might precede a million? Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a million.
That was, I found that very, very tricky.
Yes. And there was another one. Where was it? It was between one and something.
Right. Six down. It's between one and many. Two.
Yes.
T-O-O.
Right.
Even
one,
after
too many.
Even after I solved it, I looked back and it's just like, it's between one and many? And I say one to many, one too many.
Yes, yes.
So it literally is in between. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What else? 50 across gave a look was styled.
Right.
That was sort of interesting.
Right.
And a word that I simply do not use in common conversation, ovary, for example, gonad.
Yes. It's like, yeah. I had to go back to my high school biology think of what that word was.
I was like, thinking. I was thinking
yeah.
That's probably the last time that I've used that.
I thought 37 was kind of a tricky one. 37 down, Hershey Candy Company trademark, and I was thinking, trademark like I guess maybe I was thinking more logo. I was saying, well, kisses and. Or, I couldn't think of anything, but it turned out to be Reese's,
mm-hmm.
because they also make Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, I had, I had the 51 across, some golfing attire. I had it ending in an S. I thought it was plural. And then 49 across, just missed, was so close. And then finally, 46 across, staffers savvy with syringes, ER nurses. So I had it ending in SES.
Right.
So it's sort of like I saw Reese's from the sort of working backwards into it.
Well, I had that too. That's why I thought maybe it was kisses, like Hershey
Oh, I see.
kisses,
Yeah.
but it was Reese's.
Right. Well, I mean, but 35 across, caboose, EG, was car.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty straightforward.
Right.
Soccer coaching great blank Ancelotti Carlo. Never heard of
No,
that.
I didn't either.
But yeah, I mean, all in all, I thought this was a good crossword.
43 down was also kind of interesting. Chin, and then up in parentheses. It turned out to be buck.
Yes.
Buck up. Have you ever said that to anyone? Buck up.
Well, I've said stiff upper lip. I suppose that's not chin up, that's lip up.
That's buck up.
30 across, wine list heading was rosés.
Yes.
You know, yesterday they had nobody knows this little blank, and the answer was rose. And so we went from rose to, well, almost
Roses.
roses, except it was pronounced rosés.
That's right.
Oh, 28 down. Ella and Blank, 1956 jazz album. Ella and Louis.
Right, Louis Armstrong.
I was listening to a little bit of that, just like, wow, that was great.
I bet it was. Yeah.
Just amazing stuff. All right. Well, I think that is probably it for today.
Okay.
This was a fine crossword by Erica Hsiung Wojcik, and I probably
Maybe Wojcik.
Wojcik, okay. I've probably mispronounced at least one, possibly two-thirds, possibly all of the letters
Maybe,
of the names.
yes, that's a very unusual name.
I'm feeling pretty good about the Erica part of it
Yes,
all.
that's pretty.
So, all right. Well, I think that is it, other than the fact that it is Saturday.
Yes.
Time for Jam Katwa,
Do 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 do.
the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award. And listeners, this is where we go back through the week's crossword and try and identify the very best.
Right.
We did not have to spend a lot of time on this
They
because,
were good puzzles, but one just shone above the rest.
right, it was sort of like you're looking for, I'm trying to think of a good analogy here. You've got like a flashlight and you've got the sun. And the sun in this case was provided by Sid Sivakumar
On
on last
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. We call it the zipper crossword, for a lack of a better term, but
Well,
it was.
the actual name of the crossword was Alternate Endings.
Right.
And you want to talk about it?
It was just a masterpiece of crossword construction,
Yes.
and I'm still kind of in awe of how he was able to put it together with one word going down. And then taking every other letter of that word and attaching it to two other words above that were going down, and in a zipper fashion, answering the clues for those two words above. So it was just a masterpiece. I just still am in awe of it.
Right. Listeners, we highly recommend you check it out, xwordinfo.com. Go and look at last Sunday's. Don't look at this Sunday's because it's already out and we don't want you to spoil it. But for last Sunday's, that's really the best way to see it because you've got these two long clues. They start off sort of separate and then they merge together. And the merged together letters form another legitimate English answer. So just, yeah, really incredible. I mean, Sid Sivakumar makes great crosswords to begin with, but he really knocked it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, that was something.
All right, that is it for today
Well, you
then.
got to tell Sid, since he's the winner.
Oh, you are right. Sid, hope you're listening. Congratulations on being a Jam Katwa winner. if you would like, drop us a line, give us some contact information, and we will have some magnificent Gene and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword swag winging its way towards you in no time.
That's right.
Feel free to include a t-shirt size as well as contact information when you do so. And if anyone else wants to get a hold of us, you can do it at that same email address, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
That's right.
All right. So that definitely is it for today.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for helping make this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin, where winter is finally giving up its grip.
Maybe.
Yeah, we might actually hit, I think, the 70s. I don't want to sort of like jinx anything, but we might actually get into the 70s.
We might have fifth winter then.
That's right. Fifth winter. Yes, I like that idea. So, all right. Well, that's it for today. And we'll be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.